fish fry with salad bar and Saturdays, pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays, and breakfast served all day on Sunday at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Sunday, where good times roll.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after at least 110 people were killed as they tried to access humanitarian aid in Gaza, the U.S. said it will begin airdropping humanitarian supplies into Gaza. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more from Tel Aviv.
The U.S. following Jordan and other countries already airdropping supplies. President Biden saying innocent lives in Gaza are now on the line. At least 10 children in the Gaza Strip have starved to death, and dozens more are suffering from acute malnutrition, according to the U.N.
No word yet on any changes to the legal cases facing former President Trump. He was in court in Florida as he seeks a delay in his classified documents trial. There was a hearing in Atlanta over whether District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay on the election interference case. Strong winds are in the forecast for the Texas Panhandle today, leading to fears the largest wildfire in Texas history could grow larger. It's burned 1 million acres. This is ABC News. Lawmakers in Oregon are changing course on the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization policy.
The Oregon State Legislature passing a bill to recriminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs like heroin and meth, making it a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Republican State Senator Tim Knope on Friday.
I think Oregon did its job today to help save lives.
Police will be able to confiscate drugs and crack down on their use. The course change comes after a decriminalization effort in 2020 didn't translate into improved care, and the state began experiencing one of the nation's largest spikes in overdose deaths. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Praise for the Louisville Fire Company after they rescued a truck driver whose rig partially fell off a city's bridge after a crash. He was 70 feet in the air for 40 minutes until firefighter Bryce Carden propelled down to get her out.
Thank God. That's what she kept saying. Thank God. And I told her, I said, just take a deep breath.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Diversity efforts are curbed at Wisconsin State Universities, and Republicans promise more scrutiny of diversity, equity, and inclusion across state government in the months to come. But as Farah Siddiqui reports, states that cut back on DEI are literally paying a price.
When events are scheduled in places with policies that are considered non-inclusive or discriminatory, that place is often assumed to support these initiatives. Dr. M. Ray Perryman of the Perryman Group, who conducted the independent analysis, says some potential visitors will choose to go elsewhere rather than support places they think are less open to diversity and equity. He says this avoidance risks millions for the Missouri economy.
Travel and tourism losses in Missouri and Kansas could total hundreds of millions of dollars per year, with an associated loss in revenue to the states and local governments.
Bills now under consideration include SB 1314, which would limit state funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and SB 980, which would prohibit state agencies from doing business with companies unless they'd agreed not to be part of economic boycotts. The Perryman Research says with these types of policies, the state would risk losing nearly $2.6 billion in annual income and almost 24,000 jobs by the year 2030. Perryman also points out that controversial public policies are discouraging to skilled workers seeking long-term employment and young workers as they consider where to begin their careers. He says it also plays a role for organizations in Missouri concerned about retaining employees.
At a time when the U.S. economy is facing major challenges and uncertainty, the competition for quality corporate locations and expansions, as well as skilled workers, is particularly intense, and anti-DEI measures can be particularly damaging for future prosperity.
The report warns of similar negative financial consequences for the state of Kansas. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Jerry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, March 3rd at Happy Days, Highway 8 between Catawba and Cannon, it's the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast. This will be taking place 8 a.m. through to noon and will feature things such as raffles and prizes. Once again, that is Sunday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. through noon at Happy Days for the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q
Country. The Packers are thinking defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst watching players work out, including the top-ranked defensive back in the draft, Iowa's Cooper DeJean, was asked if he'd enjoy playing again with fellow Hawkeye Lucas Van Ness, Green Bay's first-round pick last year.
It'd be cool to play with Lucas again, for sure. I love the Iowa guys, you know, so he was a great teammate, you know, to play with. Just an absolute freak. I've talked to him a little bit throughout this process. He's given me some good insight.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago after beating the Hornets last night, 111-99. Doc Rivers says Damian Lillard is not only a lights-out shooter, but good on defense as well.
Dame has great hands. It's like you saw he got another steal in the second half. He told me that. He said, man, Doc, coach, I can play defense. It's just that Portland, I had to do a lot of offense. He said, now I can concentrate a little bit on both ends with all these guys, and he's doing that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country. Country.
Yeah. but you got that little tattoo playing piggy boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan.
So the moon that keeps on staring,
Morgan Wallen. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this kind of cloudy Saturday morning.
I'm Austin Bermay, here to bring you all the hits of today and the classics of yesterday. And today, I know y'all look forward to this weekly, but it's finally here. We are going back into more facts. But this time, I think I'm going to stay a little more local with them. For example, coming up here at around the 9:30 mark, roughly, we're going to be going into the history of Old Abe, which you may have heard. He's kind of from around here a little bit. In fact, we have quite a nice statue of him sitting in front of the City Hall right now. But we will be going deeper into that history right after these messages and songs from Sam Hunt, Eli Young Band, and Megan Maroney.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Shell Rotella Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shell Rotella provides triple action to help control wear, deposits, and emissions, and adapts to your driving conditions. Right now, save $5 on all 1 gallon Shell Rotella products. Limits apply. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, go to new, NORDICUSA.com, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. Be sure to register for the grand prize, which is a half-day fishing trip with John Carlson of Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips. There's lots of other giveaways, too. See the big displays from Medford Chrysler Center, Restore You, J&A Services, and Northwood Service Center. You can see the full lineup on our poster on our Facebook page.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
You've got enough to deal with in the morning. Alarm clock, showers, putting on clothes, going places. Taco Bell breakfast gives your morning something simple and tasty, like the sausage breakfast Crunchwraps, fluffy eggs, melty cheese, and savory sausage. Or the oozy goodness of Cinnabon Delights, a crispy hash brown on the side and a bold cup of coffee. Morning will never be simple, but breakfast can be. Get a simple and tasty breakfast at Taco Bell, served until 11 a.m. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact local store for hours, which vary.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, around 40. Sunday, winds gust to about 35 miles per hour, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Slight chance of rain on your Sunday into Sunday night, and a chance of rain and snow by Monday. Currently 33 degrees.
Let's do this.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Tripp.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Cut it shorter. You'll always have long blonde hair.
on air at 98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Country.com.
PCB somewhere. school.
By Megan Maroney here on 98Q Country. And as promised earlier, folks, we will be going into more of the history of Old Abe, which, in case you didn't know, he was captured actually quite near to Park Falls in 1861 by a Native American named Gamawagazig, or Chief Sky. We're going to stick to Chief Sky. So Old Abe was captured by Chief Sky. He was a member of the Flambeau Band, the Chippewa tribe, and traded to Daniel McCann of Eagle Point for a bushel of corn. And McCann kept Old Abe as a family pet for a while, until the bird grew larger, as eagles tend to do, and quickly became too expensive to feed. So then McCann sought to sell it to the many units of Wisconsin troops passing through the area as they went to their muster site at Camp Randall in Madison. And after many unsuccessful attempts, McCann eventually sold the eagle for $2.50 to Captain Johnny Perkins, commanding officer of a militia company called the Eau Claire Badgers. And in light of their newly acquired mascot, the unit renamed themselves to the Eau Claire Eagles. So, let's see here. The unit entered federal service and was redesignated as Company C, 8th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry Regiment. And then the Eau Claire Eagles mascot was adopted by the new 8th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry Regiment. This site says their name quite a bit, which is quickly nicknamed the Eagle Regiment. After much deliberation, the mascot was named Old Abe in honor of President Abraham Lincoln. Now the 8th spent their entire military service in what was then known as the Western Theater of the American War, Civil War, comprising Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. And Old Abe was there with them every step of the way, carried into combat by a sergeant on a special perch alongside the 8th Wisconsin's National Regimental Colors. Now, seeing Old Abe atop his perch during the Battle of Corinth, Mississippi, Confederate General Sterling Price remarked, "That bird must be captured or killed at all hazards. I would rather get that eagle than capture a whole brigade or a dozen battle flags." And during Old Abe's service, the 8th participated in many battles, like Champions Hill, Battle of Nashville, but their most famous one was when they participated in a frontal assault along Vicksburg's Graveyard Road, where Old Abe and his regiment, then part of Mower's brigade, failed to penetrate the center of the Confederate fortifications. Then, their enlistments having expired, the men of the 8th were mustered out of federal service in late 1864, and the regiment was no more. Now, on September 26th of the same year, a contingent of 78th veterans marched Old Abe to the state and presented him to Governor James Lewis. Old Abe was then donated to the people of Wisconsin. And after the war, Old Abe was often traveling around the nation in support of veteran reunions, patriotic gatherings, soldier relief benefits, stuff like that. And then in 1876, Old Abe again toured the country as part of America's Centennial Exposition. Unfortunately, though, Old Abe did live out the remainder of his life in an aviary in the Capitol building, but in 1881, a fire broke out in a paint and salvage store near Old Abe's aviary. A month later, Old Abe, weakened by the fumes, passed away in the arms of his handler, George Giles. And upon his death, Old Abe was preserved and exhibited in the Capitol building's Grand Army of the Republic Memorial Hall until a fire destroyed the display in 1904. Sadly, only a few of Old Abe's feathers survived to this day, carefully preserved by the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison. And then since 1921, Old Abe's head in profile has served as the shoulder sleeve insignia of the 101st Airborne Division. There you have it, folks. Now you know the history of Old Abe, a beloved eagle that came from very near to here. It's amazing to think what kind of history comes from this particular area. We gave the insignia to the 101st Airborne, the Screaming Eagles. That probably also explains where we got our football name. But anyways, folks, we've got some more songs coming up here by Bailey Zimmerman, Billy Currington, and Jordan Davis. So stay right here on 98Q Country.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touchman exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
Q Country.
Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for?
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find that two-lane road, find a dim in your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare? Now act just like you don't care. Now girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun?
Slip away. I showed up, but she's gone. Guess I
Sun, Too Late by Jordan Davis. And now, folks, the time has come for me to look to my left into Gray's mystical binder. And I spy over there a notice for the Driss Splitter Snowmobile Club's Potato Pancake Breakfast. This is this Sunday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. through noon at Happy Days on Highway 8 between Catawba and Kennan, with raffles and prizes and proceeds going to trail maintenance. Once again, that is Sunday, March 3rd at Happy Days for the Potato Pancake Breakfast hosted by the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club. That sounds like a fun time. Love me some potato pancakes. Yeah, that'll be good. Honestly, I'm looking forward to that one. I don't know if I'll be able to make it out there with my schedule, but I think everybody that's able to should absolutely go over there and check it out. Seems like a fun time. But anyways, folks, we are coming into another big batch of songs, or, well, not another. Sorry, I'm still in the mindset of last week. We're into our first big batch of songs of the day here with Tyler Hubbard, Jason Aldean, Zach Brown Band, Parmalee. You know, it just keeps on going, so I'm just going to let the music speak for itself. So stick with us here on 98Q Country.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, around 40. Sunday, winds gust to about 35 miles per hour, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Slight chance of rain on your Sunday into Sunday night, and a chance of rain and snow by Monday.
Right now, it's 37.
Ready? Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.